Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Tonight, Dr. Raj Punjabi will set off on one of the most important journeys of his career. Punjabi is going to Ebola-stricken Liberia, the country of his birth, as part of an ambitious $35 million project from Boston-based Partners in Health to fight the disease, the Ebola outbreak. Punjabi is the CEO of Last Mile Health and a physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he joins us now. Dr. Punjabi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Meghna. I'm happy to be here.
So first of all, before we get into the specifics of what this new project is, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about, from your perspective as a physician who's, if I understand correctly, you've practiced in Liberia before, you've treated patients there about a decade ago. How does this current outbreak compare to the Liberia you've seen before?
Thank you, Meghna. We haven't seen anything like this, and it's coming on, this acute crisis from Ebola is coming on top of a very weakened health system from the beginning. My family fled in 1990 during the Civil War. When I went back a decade ago, we had just 51 doctors left after the war decimated our country and the health system. We've come a long way from there, but we still have major health resource gaps.
Wait, can I just stop you there for a second? 51 doctors in all of Liberia?
After the war, we had 51 doctors for a country of 4 million people. It would be the equivalent of Boston having 8 or 10 doctors for the entire city.
And how has the medical infrastructure been able to recuperate since then in a significant way?
You know, our colleagues at the Ministry of Health and the government of Liberia have made great strides, but you can imagine when you're starting from that level, there are still huge gaps. 1.5 million people out of 4 million have no physical access to care because they live in remote so-called last-mile villages too far from the nearest clinic, where, in fact, this disease, Ebola, started. Of course, not in Liberia directly, but in southern Guinea, but very much the same types of villages that don't have any access to primary care. So we know that the health worker shortage was still a severe issue, not only for doctors, but community health workers as well.
Yeah. So you're leaving for Liberia tonight, and I understand that the one of the first purposes of this trip is to get a handle on the true scope of the problem. I mean, we've heard very bone-chilling estimates on the number of people, 30,000 people who may be dead by mid-October if condition, or cases, I should say, not deaths, but cases, if conditions don't improve. So what are the things that you're going to be looking for on the ground in terms of how you can best use this $35 million project?
So there are a number of things that have to happen. As despairing as Ebola is, we do know how to stop it. You have to find patients that are sick in the community quickly when they've come down with symptoms. You have to get them into care and treatment. You have to make sure those that have been exposed to the disease are followed for 21 days to make sure they're not sick, and if they do, get them into treatment, and then help prevent the spread further. So our project at Last Mile Health with Partners in Health and a number of others will be to try to bring together a continuum of care to hit at each one of those three spots. We have at Last Mile Health been working to create a new workforce through professionalized village health workers in remote villages for over 7 years. Those workers will be identifying sick patients in the community. Partners in Health will team up with the Ministry of Health to build an Ebola treatment center, the first in the rural southeastern part of the country, again, these rainforest villages that have not had access to care before. And in integrating those two bodies of work, the community level primary care with the hospital care for sick patients, we would be able to build a comprehensive strategy to help stop Ebola and develop primary care systems.
Right. So that gets to the next question I was going to ask you, which is where the efforts of this new project will be focused, because there has been some criticism of the international community, the international medical community, A, for not mobilizing fast enough, and B, at times, not treating those Liberians who are most in need. I mean, maybe even treating just aid workers or medical workers, whereas it's in the remote villages where, you know, which is the epicenter of the outbreak.
There has to be care for everyone, and unfortunately, so far, the systems have not been in place for local doctors, local health workers. Over 250 have been infected. Over half of those have died in Liberia. And, you know, you can see the differences in mortality rates between those who've been evacuated from other countries compared to those who've continued to live in local Liberia. So, you know, our work together with Partners in Health is to try to lift that standard. The collision of Ebola the collision of modern care and Ebola has never happened in history. If you could bring modern care from the primary level to the hospital level and bring that to bear on Ebola, could the mortality rate be a lot lower than 55-60%? Could it be less than 20%? And these are the questions that and ambitions we're going into this project with.
Right. And finally, Dr. Punjabi, I just want to come back to the fact that, you were born in Liberia, you grew up there. I'm wondering if you could just spend a minute to tell us what you think the potential impact on the country, not just medically or health-wise, but economically, socially, politically, what could it be on Liberia if there a handle if we don't get a handle on this outbreak sometime soon?
Well, it's already devastating. It has eroded the economy. We are already predicting lower growth rates. The schools have been closed. Markets have been disrupted because of the quarantines at various parts of the country. And as you know, our colleagues at the Liberian government have said that the state itself is at risk. But I'll say that this is a fight that we're pushing forward, not just for Liberia, but for us all. The region is affected security-wise. Economically, the impact is felt all the way across the continent. In Ethiopia, trade missions have been canceled because of Ebola in West Africa. So the future of the continent is at stake, and that's not overstating it. Right now, we're fighting a raging elephant with a pea shooter, and those elements, that response has to be amplified. And this is a start to that and to back on top of the others that have been on the ground already, as we have.
Well, Raj Punjabi is CEO of Last Mile Health and a doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Tonight, he is heading for his home country of Liberia in partnership with Boston-based Partners in Health to help launch a $35 million project to battle the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Good luck on your journey, Dr. Punjabi, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Meghna.